welcome to Primary Attribute, or a Castling Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as is known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Fawns. We all use he/him pronouns. Vons is our furry little fox folk alchemist friend. Oh, it's been a while since I've said that. Who, right now, is just very happy to be back on Terra Inferma. Other Vons is probably confused at why he's told he's in the air, but all he can see is sewers.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she, they pronouns. And Jesse is, just glad to be back.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And Wealthy's glad to be back, too, because I can get some spells.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student. We all use he, him pronouns, and we're excited to get more powerful and understand the mysteries of the universe better.
Hell yeah. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on our podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Clicking a star rating takes like 3 seconds, I believe in you.
You could just mash your face on the keyboard for the comments section. That's fine.
Yeah. Say, I'm not sure we need a recap for this one. Willing to hear objections.
I'll just say we came back to the arcs.
Yeah, it was cool. And
we were on the ground for a long time, and then we came back to the arcs, and now we're in the tunnels.
We're just going to spend some time meditating.
Welcome to the mid-season, behind-the-scenes, totally not filler episode / keeping the interest of the audience up. Congratulations, you've tuned into 2004-era sci-fi channel, and we hope you're all very excited. This has been a joke for no one. Thank you.
Happy we could be here to help you.
All right.
I understood it. What are you talking about?
No one laughed. I was scared.
Is that when they were doing stuff like making like special effects shows and stuff?
I was just remembering when they'd do stuff for Stargate.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Assuming I'm remembering that properly and it wasn't secretly a DVD extra when I didn't own the DVD, so I don't know how that would have happened.
I feel like 2004 is around the time MTV stopped playing music videos.
And well before then.
Well,
it was well before then.
Sci-Fi Channel like started showing actual documentaries. Comedy Central stopped being funny, and
Sci-Fi became sci-fi.
Yeah.
And wasn't that like in some country? I don't remember which country. It was like slang for syphilis.
Probably.
Now that you say that, yeah.
Somebody had said something about that on some article.
For Comedy Central, it was peak Jon Stewart era.
Yeah, but it was also like peak Bush era.
Yes, but that didn't directly.
Can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
TV's existence.
Yeah, people started going to Comedy Central for news, and
and it's all been uphill from there.
All the channels stopped, like, being clear about what they were for.
Yeah, History Channel started doing pawn brokers or whatever.
Yeah.
Pawn stars.
Ancient Aliens and shit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
TLC stopped being the Learning Channel.
Uh-huh.
Started being Honey Boo Boo and...
Well, speaking of none of that...
I liked Trading Spaces and also the Makeover one.
Yeah, despite
how incredibly heteronormative and extremely unqueer both of those shows were, despite having so many gay and lesbians on them. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I'm just flashing back to all of this, like, I don't want to... Okay. This might need to get bleeped. The term performative gayness seems...
Sure. I don't know. They were actually pretty gay.
They were.
Well, I believe they were pretty gay, but I often got the feeling like it got played up or whatever.
It was
like it was
their
worn
identity
as a costume.
Was marketed. Their identity was
without actually expressing any of the ideas of that population.
Yeah. No, there was a very specific. I think I know what you're talking about. Like the very specific kind of queerness that was on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sterile kind of thing.
I'm gonna move my hands in certain ways and wear colors and certain
super sanitized and
yeah. But we're not gonna talk about how we feel about anything.
Yeah,
we are gay, but
But we're not going to be gay.
No one's ever going to see any of us being horny.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We'll just play this stock character with certain mannerisms so you know for sure. And then not engage with anything.
We'll all be Will from Will and Grace, who doesn't actually kiss anyone very often. I don't know. I never watched the show, but I do remember
that. Did.
I do remember
that. It happened, not a ton.
Yeah.
He definitely slept with people.
But it also felt like he had an equivalent amount of straight tension with the characters. Like,
really only Grace.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of that show. Like, I watched really a lot of that show. As a very... as a teenager who knew she was bisexual and really couldn't talk about it very much. And still needed to all the time. Yeah, I watched a lot of Will and Grace. A fairly healthy amount for living in rural Pennsylvania.
I was a Dharma and Greg kid.
Oh, yeah, I watched a lot of Dharma and Greg, too. That was
I know nothing about that show. I don't know why. Yeah, anyway, never mind. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Not, we're not.
This is the level up episode. Nothing matters here.
Yes. That is kind of the point, which if you
this whole episode
if you backdate when this is recorded, will make more sense.
Whole episode turns into social commentary and typing into our little spreadsheets.
No, it just, I mean, social commentary, yes, but I'm sure also we're going to talk about some old movie that half the population has never seen, because that's what we do. To a weirdly regular degree, which mostly alarms me because I keep knowing the movies, even though I haven't actively watched movies in years.
Yeah.
Because they stopped being good and we're talking about the last ones that were any good, like Reign of Fire.
It's not even that. Like, I haven't seen, you know, basically any movies. Not that I'm not watching new ones. It's just I don't watch movies that often.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I like your opinion better, though. And like the other great classic of our time, Tomb Raider and the Cradle of Life, I will not be taking questions.
Oh, that was... Okay.
And Mr. and Mrs. Smith. This is Vivian's Bad Opinions Hour. It's so good. It's such a good popcorn movie.
It's not like a bad movie. It could be better.
They look like they had fun.
It could have not had Brad Pitt in it.
Fucking shots fired at Brad Pitt. Anyway, you're leveling up to 10. For Steamboat Willie and Gatsby, you will be leveling up to level 8 once I get you the paperwork for leveling up to 8.
Sweet.
The one thing that Gatsby should consider is that you do have a class ability that lets you change classes, and it will freeze your current class, which I think was the Slacker class. can't remember exactly what I called it, but it will freeze your current class at its current level, but then you'll start gaining stuff from the new class. So if Gatsby gets inspired and wants to take cleric or something, he can. And
yeah,
given that you're jumping two levels, this wouldn't be the worst time to do it. There is zero pressure to do that, and it will keep expanding the class Gatsby has, but it's just that is specifically there because Gatsby's whole thing seemed to be undecided on what to do next.
So, oh, I rolled my hit die.
Yes.
Got a 9.
Oh!
So you all should roll hit dice, first off.
Oh. Which one is that? A 10 or a 20?
It's your whatever hit dice, your,
so it's 4.
My hit dice.
It's whatever your
I don't remember these things. Just
well,
one?
That's why I'm telling you.
It's whatever
your class
says. Oh, it's
a 3. Wow, I get three hit points. Yay!
Do you have a con bonus?
What?
Do you have a constitution modifier?
Plus 1.
So you get 4 hit points.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Okay. So you said it's whatever my class says. Are we talking about the base to hit number?
Nope.
No, we're talking about the hit dice number,
which should be listed separately, and I'm sure at least was when I wrote it. But yeah.
It's a D8 for me,
I think.
Yeah, it's a D8. I'm almost positive it's a D8. Quick. To one of the few things I know where it is on my computer. I'm a librarian by training. You wouldn't be able to tell.
Honestly, my dude, I haven't run into a librarian I've met personally yet who kept their files the same way as any other librarian.
Oh, I don't even mean the same way. I just mean like organized enough that you know what's up.
Yeah. All right, I got my whole hit point.
Aww. So, at least Grix can't lose hit points anymore. Not that that was ever actually allowed, but...
I can still get zero.
Yeah. But it's you true. Can't get negative one anymore.
It's true, I cannot get negative one anymore. That is accurate.
Ian, would this also be a good time for you to figure out what the other stuff from the centipede was, and also what the centipede scrolls are, and also what are the 15 gems to distribute from the centipede and other things that we have gotten?
I swear I rolled that and I just told you guys couldn't take stuff. You didn't know what they were then. But let me check. Go back to the paper notebook.
What else you got in your notes, Aaron?
That's like the big thing that I didn't know. And the thing is, I can't open any of my other notes. All I have is what I put on my character sheet.
Right. Yeah. At some point, you're going to have to hop back into them Google archives and parse it out, huh?
I mean, I go into my notes before and after sessions. I just can't do it while we're recording.
Dated the centipede question.
No.
I mean, that would have been a huge ask. It was just I'm flipping through my notes, so it would have made it slightly faster to find.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It would have been about 40 weeks ago. 40 to 45 weeks ago.
All right.
Wowzers.
Well, here in my notes, I have a drawing of a fish labeled the Red Herring of Justice, so that's where we're at, just as people.
I love that for us.
But yeah, all right, so you guys got your hit dice. Gatsby and Steamboat Willie, you could also roll your hit dice because that won't, I guess for Gatsby it could change.
So that hit die is again a d8, you say?
Maybe. I'm opening it up right now. For Steamboat Willie / Green Day Grick, for both of you it's a d6. And Adam, overall, do you think you're going to want Green Day Vons / Gatsby to stick with the slacker class, as I actually did call it?
What I have pictured for him is moving into more of a, you know, those kids growing up in the late 90s, early 2000s who thought that they were like, how do I put this? He was originally like, I was envisioning Seth Green in like his Buffy era.
You've said that before.
Yeah, well, I said that during the Halloween episode he was conceived for. So I'm figuring he's like way chiller than regular Vons, but still kind of, I don't want to say antisocial, because he's good at social. He's comfortable with people. But he's not above picking a lock. He's not above like being a little sneaky, because that's like foxy in behavior as far as I've always like recognized. He's just not going to be capitalistic about it or whatever.
So you want to play a rogue?
I think he's moving more rogue. Yeah, but
I love that for you. Genuinely.
But then I can't defeat the entire party with any locks at all ever.
you weren't getting away with that with Vons anyway, but yeah,
I don't know. When you were all little kids, you had to get someone else to pick the lock for you because Vaughn didn't have his stuff.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have any potions.
Yeah.
That whole time, he was, like, naked. Poor little guy.
Truly my greatest moment.
He was so cute, though.
I was half right. I did roll all the gems. I didn't roll the scrolls. So. Anyway. So, if you switch to rogue, I think your hit die will still be a d6. So... I also think it's thief in this game.
But... Oh, his hit die is a...
His hit die will stay the same.
So their hit dies are d6, not d8.
No, it's rogue.
So for Green Day Vons, it has always been a d6.
Okay.
For Slacker, and would also be a d6 for rogue.
Okay.
So you can roll it now, and we can all get excited with you.
So that's a d6 for...
You're going to roll...
Is it a d6 for standard Vons? Original recipe?
It's it's a d8 for standard
original
Vons.
Recipe, okay. Okay, got a 4/4 Gatsby. Just implies that he knows how to party, and I don't think he does.
Rogue?
He can hang out at a party, but I don't think he'd throw one.
Yeah, but Gatsby could like invite people over to watch a movie and chill out. Not all social people host, you know, razors, right? But Gatsby gets two additional hit dice, or gets two hit die this time because you're leveling up from...
Oh, right.
You're leveling up slightly. You're essentially leveling up from 6 to 8.
Where am I writing this down?
Only does you this, can answer that.
What does this add to? This adds to his HP.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. And then one more. 3. Okay. So not great. That's like the definition of average.
Yeah.
But 35 plus 4 plus 3 equals 42. Ooh. No pronunciation change needed.
Okay. And then did you roll for original recipe bonds?
3. Oh, that's not as good.
All right. So OG Vons has a 3. Gatsby got a total of 9. Wealthy got 4. Grix got 3? 2?
Grix got 1. Steamboat Willie got 2.
Got it.
So I'm up to 12 for Steamboat.
12 for Steamboat?
Yeah. What do you have, Matt?
Because, I mean, you've had... I guess you could roll that low. You've just had... I guess because Steamboat still has the negative. So, yeah, never mind.
Yeah. He still has the negative and he's only level 6. So, yeah.
Well, he's now level 8 because he's...
Oh, well, then I got to roll that a couple more times.
Okay, yeah. You're adding an additional D6.
Oh! Okay. Oh, he's fine now.
Did you roll
he's up to
6s?
20.
Nice.
Nope. He's up to... No, no, no. He's up to... 16.
All right.
Because of math.
Con modifier.
Yeah.
All right. And Jesse, you got a 9 on the die. Do you have a con modifier?
Yes, I do. I got 10 total.
All right.
I'm up to 70.
Make all monsters do 7d6 damage. Got it.
No.
Don't worry. No. That would be extremely hard to justify. I don't think any damage dice on a monster goes that high.
No. Ian, I've noticed. Everyone Rocks. Goes off, goes after Jesse. Like everyone.
You're the tank.
Sure, but then Jesse like does die, and then we have to bring her back from being dead, and in that time she can't do anything. So it's like she's just a hit point bag. Well, she's gotten grappled in a way that made her incapable of acting for like the entirety of 3 battles.
Yeah. I need to dump the grapple rules. I don't like them at all. Because, they just shut it down, which is a problem with all grapple rules everywhere. But, like, it seems particularly bad in CNC. Time to bring back Pathfinder's grapple rules. Oh, boy.
I understand. You got to make things happen. But.
Yeah. Nah, I don't like the grapple.
It's been very bad and not fun.
Yeah, exactly. I want to fix the not fun part because, that's bullshit. Yeah, maybe I'll just make it so all grapples transition into something else.
Your listener, what should the grapples transition into? Pudding?
Please keep it ideas where we can keep merely our explicit rating and not anything higher.
I don't think there's
I'm not sure what it
higher.
Takes to get
there
cut.
A higher I'm gonna say, rating there's not, explicit? There's,
well, correction. Keep our explicit rating and not just get kicked off the platform. I'm not sure what it takes to get kicked off a platform, and I don't want to find out.
I think we'd have to do, like I don't know. I think we'd have to do hate.
Yeah,
explicitly
true,
hateful, like... so.
Yeah. I mean, I know podcasts that have actual sex sounds in them, so.
Yeah.
Like, can't get much more explicit than that.
If you give us $100,000, we still won't make that sex episode, but we will lie to you and say we will, and then run off with your money somehow. I don't know how that would work. At any rate, you guys rolled hit die. That was cool. For our casters, I believe all of you get an additional spell at your highest level slot.
I get...
Well, you can learn... You have an additional cast per day. You can learn any level of spell, but you get one for free.
Ah, okay. Mine is... I haven't looked.
I mean,
I'm working on that.
I would recommend taking a 5th level spell.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at my 5th level. Cleric.
But it sounded like Grix had a decision.
For spells? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Grix's spells are a new... where did I write that down?
You were talking
about... No, wait,
about
one totally disappeared.
We were recording.
I did. I got Cure Serious Wounds for a new 4th level spell. And, and also, what's it called? Compulsion. Not compulsion. Persuasion. No, god damn it. I closed the book already.
Suggestion.
Forgot to write down. Suggestion. Thank you.
So one of those. You can't actually get until you have a spell book to copy it from.
Why? So, what?
Because you only get one free spell per level.
Oh, I do. I thought it was two. My bad.
Nope.
I'm sick with Cure Serious Wounds at this moment, then.
Okay.
What do you think of telepathic bond? Link lets allies communicate.
Well, you would know if you had telepathic bond.
Well, I don't yet, so that's why I'm asking.
Catch 22. Yeah, it could be good.
Using our imperfect language instead of pure thought.
Mm.
Terrible.
We should all just speak in math.
It's going to be Lodge Band Say.
I'm sick. Everything's tough. Don't worry. Don't look at me.
Aw. Oh, man. You can communicate regardless of language.
I love that. Oh, once the bond is formed, it works over any distance. So you can, cast it on a group, and then they all disperse, and it's still active.
It is one creature per level of caster, so you'd be doing at a... be able to do three characters right now, but that's still pretty damn good.
But would it work on a...
I'm a fifth level wizard. I should be able to bring five people into it.
Only one creature per three levels of caster can be affected.
Oh, okay.
I also have
access to contact other plane, which means I could harass what's her name, but then I also have wall of force.
No, what is her name?
What's her name from
the emissary
the hell dimension? Yeah. I don't remember names. I can barely remember your guys' name, much less the name of characters.
I didn't write it down.
Acetan
is the person.
Acetan, there you go.
No, Acetan is the demon lord.
Yeah, Acetan's the demon lord, but...
But she's...
I don't remember what her name is.
Karen?
Marigold?
No.
I was going to say, it's some noun name. Because I think you were Gex called or something. And
Impurity.
Nope. That would have been good, but nope.
Oh, I miss Purity Pearl.
Uh-huh.
We can go see her.
The thing is, I don't think Jesse knows her at all.
You could have been doing an odd job or something. You wouldn't know each other well, but you could have done what all the original player characters did and gotten a job from the board and been assigned to her.
No, she could have had a case on the surface and you had to escort her in case a storm popped up.
Surface being relative.
Surface of the parks. Not the surface. Sorry.
The outside, you
mean. The outside.
Yes.
The upstairs.
Yes.
The sun deck.
Yes.
God, I like sun deck, just in terms of how that would make all the news sound, you know? Another bloody battle on the sun deck during the storm. So, Kelly, any thoughts?
I also have wall of force, and I'm leaning towards that. Wall, sphere, or hemisphere. Let me see. Oh, damn it.
Let's see. I have it here. I can read it out if you want.
No, I got it. Wall of...
Wait a minute, this spell is bullshit. How dare you?
You used it on us.
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe contact other planes. Well, I do have Sedrona, so I'd like Sedrona to start.
Sedroa.
I keep wanting to be Sedrona for some reason. Sedroa, I told you, I can't remember names. Even the one who's inside me. I think contact other planes. I think that's what I'm going to do.
I look forward to harassment of other planes.
Ought to be interesting.
Hey, Acetan, what's up? What do you mean we never got you any of the things we promised?
they gave them a lot of money.
Yeah, but they made deals for magic stuff, too.
Well, I hope that doesn't come back to bite us in the ass.
I'm sure nothing will.
Nothing will ever come back to bite us in the ass.
Especially as part of a season restart where you're going home. Nope, it'll all be fine.
No, everything will be fine.
What was the stuff that we kept from the Halloween episode? I remember it being something other than just...
You had chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate, that's right.
Yes.
5 units of chocolate.
It was just a thing of chocolate.
Oh, a thing
of chocolate. The units was a measurement of candy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, candy units, the ISO standard, but you did not keep those. You threw them at an old lady.
I tried. It didn't work very well.
I was able to throw much at an old lady.
You spat a bunch of it in an old lady's face.
Yep.
I mean, that works better, though, right? It's stickier that way.
The question is, did she die?
I doubt it. I mean, you know, it's just candy.
I bet she washed her face a lot afterwards.
Yeah.
Which, depending on the witches you're talking about, might not have been good for her. Maybe that's why their faces are green, because they don't wash their faces.
Kelly, you don't want telekinesis?
I like the idea of telekinesis, but I can only pick one!
Well, maybe put it on your wish list.
It is on my wish list.
Pay for it.
So you'll have access to the university again.
Yeah, very soon.
I mean, if I knew I was going to stay on the arcs, there's a couple of things that I might really look at. There's Transmute Mud and Rock, there's Wall of Iron, Wall of Stone.
Wall of Iron needs a weird component, though.
Yeah, I know, but...
And I just feel like Wall of Iron gonna be very hard to get that component reliably.
But anyway, there's several that if I knew I was gonna stay on the arcs, I'd be a lot more about picking those. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we're about to be on the arcs for a while.
So you guys have the power to choose where you go.
No, I'm going with Contact Other Plane.
Holy shit, Wall of Iron's permanent.
Yes. Also, that component is, unreasonable. Like, iron a dust? Piece of iron once used in a wall of a fortress is necessary to enact this spell. Like, where are we getting a piece of iron?
You live in a fortress.
We
live in a fortress that is made of iron.
Well, so, I would imagine has iron components to it.
Yeah.
Taking that piece of iron, I don't know.
Yeah, go find a piece of broken hinge or something.
Everywhere Wealthy goes, there's just screws missing.
Yeah, I mean...
And mysterious walls of iron just... Where did this come from? I can't get home!
She carries a claw hammer or a crowbar around with her everywhere she goes these days.
No, I mean, frankly, she could just hammer some nails into a wall, leave it there for a day, and then go back and pry them out.
I'm not sure the castle definitions. Keeper would let me get away with that.
I wonder how magic responds to cheesing.
That's the whole point of the Fae. That is literally cheesing magic.
Note that none of you are Fae.
I like Gouda.
What?
Yeah.
Cheese.
Yeah, oh. Man.
You could take Wall of Stone.
I'm taking Contact Other Plane. Cedroa needs to be fed.
So you're going to contact a hell dimension and taunt them until something comes through?
It's entirely possible. I want to get, frankly, I want to get Cedroa moving, and I want to get this whole hell dimension thing behind us. If I can get Cedroa to go to eat Acetan, then everything should be fine.
You want Cedroa to eat Acetan?
That's Cedroa's whole point!
I'm sure Cedroa would have such an easy time trying to defeat and then consume the demon ruler.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm not saying immediately. I'm just saying that, you know, it's going to have to happen.
Also, you have a way to contact Acetan.
Also, are we doing phrasing anymore? I don't think you can say eat Acetan on the radio.
No, we just discussed this. It's fine.
It's okay.
Sorry, I had to make that joke.
It was good. Yeah. Actually, that reminds me.
Maybe I won't take. Damn it.
Do whatever you want. Whatever I think that's want. A good use for. I think that's a good use for.
We're also rich now, so now that we're back in, you know,
yeah,
home, we can actually learn some spells and have the money to copy them down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, don't stress too much about your choice here. We have more options these days.
I would take telepathic bond, but I can only do three, and that would be Jesse and Rick.
I think it includes. I think it doesn't say you plus three, so I think it'd be you plus two others, or it could be the three others, but then you wouldn't be in it.
What does everybody think? Help me! I'm ADHD. I can't make any decisions.
I really like telekinesis for you, because it's going to be useful in a lot of situations.
There's a lot of times when things are out of reach.
Yeah.
Use the shorts.
Yeah. Okay, then I'll take telekinesis.
And I understand that you really want Contact Other Plane, but I'm going to be honest, I don't really understand why at this juncture?
Literally calling evil down on her own head is the impression I get.
Yeah.
Which, like,
sure,
is actually a pretty savvy play. You're essentially power leveling Sidroa, but like,
yeah, that's part of it. I'm trying. I part of it is I just want to get Sidroa doing something. Every time I ask Sidroa, can we do anything? He goes, well, not right now. I mean, you know, they're not as evil as I thought they were. So, god damn it. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure Sidroa not seeing the corruption as evil has no implications whatsoever and is fine.
Yeah, that was a very interesting revelation.
It was.
That I read that as the corruption
being some kind of more animal thing, as opposed to having a alignment.
I sort of thought of it as more like the corruption in or on creatures or people is not evil, but maybe there is something that is evil that is like causing it.
Yeah, because I asked about Shad and the wolf, and so I got the impression that Shad and the wolf weren't evil. That's the impression that I got was that, but now that Ian has said that, I'm like, shit, maybe the corruption isn't evil. But from what we know about what we learned in the valley, it's not necessarily evil. It's just a thing that was created and I don't know.
But the thing is, what we learned in the valley doesn't match up with the like visions that that Grix had that time that he went crazy. Remember when Grix went and like asked that well in the middle of the like underground trees temple?
Yeah, I remember that. God, that was confusing shit.
That was very confusing. And
if you listen to the episode where I just redid the entire telling of the story, it became more clear. Somewhat. Or do you mean the tree area?
I mean the tree area.
Man, if I only mean, you like, finished what, going through it.
I mean, like, what happened in the, like, to Grix when he had that vision.
Yeah.
It seemed like the corruption had come from a different plane into our plane and then spread from there.
Do you remember which episode that was? Because I want to go back and listen to that.
No.
I could probably find it real quick.
I think it's the one right before the one where I redo the story. We're very close.
Like I'm gonna remember that, Ian.
That's not a productive thing to say.
I was just saying, if you're rolling through the titles, you can probably look for the, I think, more obviously named, and then we retold the story part.
Because we needed like a filler episode.
Exactly.
It went wrong.
Oh, okay.
I remember that. Okay, yeah. So it's a fairly short episode.
Yeah.
Relatively short for us.
I think it's also labeled as a secondary attribute, and there's only a dozen of those. So I don't remember exactly.
I mean, maybe I'll have to remember that also and compare it to what you sent for the...
That's not the bit of light reading, the Ian logbook.
No, it's not. It's way before that. I do feel like this is a useful use of our time to have meta conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time to do metas.
Yeah, I don't
see the last leveling up. No, it's the last leveling up.
I don't think I've inserted it into some other thing.
No, I seem to remember it was a shorter episode. Now I gotta look.
It was after Aerisine died?
No, it was before
Aerisine died.
Oh, I guess it wasn't a secondary attribute. That does make it hard.
I have way too many podcasts. Oh, yeah, that was one question I wanted to ask. How far are we in the regular episode?
Numerically?
175. Our last regular episode was 175. So we got about 25 until we hit episode 200.
I still remember when we were talking about doing something big for 100.
We did. We did the whole mailbag episode. We could do another mailbag episode.
We're approaching 200.
Yeah, yep. That's what we just said.
Yep.
Yeah, another mailbag episode would necessitate mail.
Well, we asked for it last time.
We solicited it. And we could solicit it again.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll need to definitely consider that in the run up.
Also,
how many have we got in the can?
Wit had questions that he wanted to ask at that time, but we.
Oh yeah, I was gonna. I was gonna do the.
The actor studio.
Yeah.
Man, what if iTunes for Windows didn't suck?
That's like an impossible to answer question because
they patch it enough.
That would
yeah,
it has to suck. If it doesn't suck, how will you ever convert to Apple? Because obviously, it's supposed to run on an Apple machine.
I was gonna say that would have to make iTunes not suck to begin with, or be just an Apple product to begin with.
Hey, don't dump on my ecosystem.
156% of the operating. Never mind.
It's episode 128.
Oh, okay.
That is exactly where I was looking on the list, and I could not find it. And okay.
Hey, Ian.
Corruption Mithridax is my is the hint.
Post news, Ian.
I know.
Post news. What?
News posts on our thing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, post news on Maine, Ian.
Yeah.
So, it's funny that you say that. The episode of Xeno Attribute that came out yesterday was almost titled Dr. Ray Posts Holvid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
wow.
Because that is literally what happened in the episode.
Yeah. I also proposed an HR disaster. But
yeah, but that's been all the episodes. That doesn't distinguish anything.
Well, this was very distinct. And that it was mentioned a couple of times, but yes.
It's mentioned in every episode.
Yeah. But it seemed like Demir was actually being an HR representative.
I see this episode is titled Hole.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I keep wanting to make like whole album references, like live through this.
Sure.
Yeah.
That'd work too.
Yeah. But I'm just looking at the website. Which exists, listeners. Go see it and send us a rat. Oh, we gotta go visit Bartholomew.
Well, I mean, Bartholomew lives with Grix and Wealthy, so...
Has absolutely taken over the apartment while they're gone.
It's become a literal rat's nest. He's probably running all kinds of rats in and out of it all day.
Ian, I would like to formally request just like a fluff plot that has nothing to do with anything else.
Don't just confirm or deny like a, it here.
Just give us all a tiny little break. Please. Please.
You mean like a Halloween
episode?
Let us episode?
Find out what happened. What is the deal with the rats? Please.
Are they hanging out in Grix? Or it's Wealthy and Grix. That, yeah. Are the rats hanging out in their apartment? Like... making little sandwiches for their other rat friends to run around with while they deliver little slips of paper.
I mean, you can always go home and find out.
I mean, of course they're living in a place that's full of seed cakes.
Maybe they all got wiped out by bread dough. We just don't know. They'll never let Wealthy escape this plotline, ever.
It was a weird thing to happen. Notice I haven't baked any bread since then.
I mean, the rat couldn't be the next plot line. Just because you're returning to the arcs and it's kind of hard to... That'd be a bit of whiplash.
That'd be a whip. No. We gotta resolve some stuff.
I know, but I'm just saying... I'm just afraid that we're never going to know about the rats.
Some things are better left unexplained.
No, this one isn't.
They deliver mail. What more is there to know?
A lot of things. Did Vons get more potions for level up? Like,
yeah, actually. Vons, probably. You wanna learn how to do a new potion?
I do want to learn how to do a new potion. Does he have more to choose from? You're just trying to distract me.
We would never do that.
It's more that it's a level up episode and I don't have anything else to do.
So,
I'm curious about other people.
Vons is now at character level 10, which is actually where this graph leaves off.
Apparently.
He can now make two fifth level potions per day.
Yeah. So yeah, Vons.
But
do you want to learn a new potion?
Yeah. So I get to choose from fifth level concoctions right now?
Yeah, unless you distinctly want to do a different one.
Earlier level?
You can do an earlier level one if you really wanted to. You can read them off because I have the paper right here. And it's also a very short list.
I'm looking at the fifth level. There's a cure critical wounds, which I think I've already got.
You do.
Death Ward. Ethereal Jaunt, which sounded like fun.
You can pass through
definitely...
walls.
What's what?
You can pass through walls.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like exactly what Vaughn's the conspiracy nut would be into as well. Feels very him. Flame Strike, doing some actual damage.
So much damage.
1d6 per level. That's a minimum of 10 damage.
And a maximum of 60.
Yeah, a little bit of a gulf there.
That's how dice work. It's true. You'd average 35.
Raise dead.
And then true seeing.
Yeah, true seeing. See things as they really are.
I have a lot of questions about the way that was written in this game, but that is how it was written, so here we are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. True seeing is a fucking eye drops.
Oh, I hate eye drops. I think I'd be used to them. I just can't do it. Yeah, range applied parenthetically to eyes.
Okay. God, that's expensive.
I know.
I don't think I set that price. I think that's from the raw book. Contents and preparation cost at least 250 GP.
But does it like work forever?
It may be that you buy 250 and then you just pay the standard price for the actual concoction every time.
It does not last forever. It lasts one round per level.
Oh, you meant to. Yeah. I mean, the good thing is, if something's invisible, if something's polymorph, if there's a giant ass illusion in front of you, it doesn't matter.
Well, it almost doesn't matter anyway. Because then Vons actually has to do something about the thing.
I believe in Vons. Vons has agency.
Yeah.
If you find someone who's willing to let you copy their book, you can also get additional ones and pay the cost to transcribe them over. You just need to find somebody, because I think alchemy is less well documented.
A little more rarefied, yeah. Oh, okay. So what we do is we grab Ethereal Jaunt here and then go through Bjartels's books. And then we have access to all of the spells.
Not sure they've researched Flame Strike, but you're welcome to try.
I feel like that's not like in their oeuvre.
We don't know what they've got in the vault.
I can't imagine that an apothecary would have done weapons research on that level.
Okay. It's occurring to me they probably also don't have access to Raise Dead. But that could well be realm of the divine. And so maybe they don't fuck with that for various reasons.
I imagine Mr. Bjartel is just hanging out at like the top level being quite undead.
You've met him.
Ah.
He's just kind of a bumbling idiot.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Yes.
Jeez.
No, it's a second in command. Jury's out.
Yeah, for sure. But also like, yeah, that guy in charge, you were like best friends with him by the time, like within like 5 minutes, it was very alarming for all of us.
Oh yeah, somehow like Ian crit failed on the charisma save or something.
That you might be thinking of, I think it was Wealthy crit succeeded at yelling at the second in command guy.
Oh, yes. That's right. Oh yeah, incredible. I remember that.
And so like, the opposition to the actual boss just being like, yeah, that seems like a good idea. Let me get you the paperwork. Here's all the research notes. Have fun. Kind of disappeared.
He basically went, I like the cut of y'all's jib.
I also cut jibs enjoy all people the time. Not dying.
Yours is particularly good. I never understood that. I feel like a jib is a part of a boat.
Huh? It is.
Huh. Huh.
It's a type of sail.
Ah. So I imagine there are different cuts of that sail. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Some are more effective for different things.
Uh-huh. Now it can be the education section of the podcast feed.
It's the sail that's the sail that sticks out in front.
Kind of.
Interesting.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, maritime a lot of stuff mm-hmm. has a huge effect on our lexicon, just like print does and other things that were formative for the times in which American English was being developed.
I feel like cut of the jib is a British English thing too.
Oh yeah. Oh wow, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be pre-American.
What with their navy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would definitely be a good chunk of when American English was being formed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want a weird rabbit hole to go down, figure out why ghost is spelled the way it is someday.
Should I Google it?
No. No. No, never.
Adam, what concoction did Vaughn's take?
I feel like Ray's Dead feels a little too super villainy.
Thank you. It's offered and I'm just sitting there going, it's not in my wheelhouse.
Death Ward feels like a wealthy thing. But yeah,
wealthy is going to make Death sure Ward? That no one she cares about ever dies again.
Death Ward is like prevent murder.
So oh, Death Ward okay. is specific, but also extremely useful in the situations where you need it. But there's not that many death spells or magical death effects that you guys run into.
And in situations where they do exist, we're often not in a position to take a potion.
I mean, if there's a combat, then you can just all chug it immediately.
10 minutes per level.
Yep. Combats are much shorter than that. So, Hey, look, a powerful wizard and or some fucking terrifying creature like a beholder would have chug.
That's like the one thing that I think could have saved Aerosene.
It does not protect against poison.
It doesn't? Oh.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, how dumb is that?
Well, then never mind.
It's specifically, I mean, immunity to poison is a lower level thing. So Death Ward's really high level. It's specifically meant to counter, I think.
And if you know that poison's there, there's a purify food and drink that I think would also neutralize a poison.
Not on.
This was neither food nor drink.
Yes. That's nor will right. I accept the argument that after the character dies, they become food or drink.
What?
Yeah, okay.
What if you're playing as a chicken?
You're still a creature.
I mean, that is chicken, the vegan argument. Yeah.
If you're a chicken, then you're a PC, and
nobody eats PC.
Nobody eats PCs, except NPCs.
So I need to polymorph someone into a chicken, is what I'm hearing.
I mean, we can't stop you from doing anything, Ian.
Mass objection by the players. Is a pretty good way to just be like, hey, fuck that. Especially hey, over something where it's like, this is a dumb idea. I should do it. Players, no, you shouldn't. Yeah, you're right.
So, can one steal things while using ethereal jaunt?
I don't believe you can interact with physical objects. That said, you could drink it, get in where you're going, drink some stuff, and then drink it again. Drink a second one.
Yeah. Would consuming half of an ethereal jaunt potion result in anything at all? Now you got to down the whole thing, right?
You'd feel weird. Maybe you get lightheaded. I don't know, but it wouldn't. You don't become half ethereal and then just, you know.
TV smell, yeah. You get a little squishy and then you fall halfway through the floor.
Yeah, you become squishy. You can interact with other things as squishy. And it doesn't really help. It's just sort of everything. It's just everything is squishy.
Everything slowly travels through you like you are some sort of gel.
Yes. You become ballistics gel.
If you try really hard, maybe you can like smother somebody. Although that would probably take longer than the duration. And okay, it does say that if you're in a material object such as a solid wall, you are shunted nearest open space. So you couldn't even... try to sacrifice yourself by becoming material around something else.
So Flame Strike, on the other hand, works splashed or thrown.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't stand too close to it. Oh, that reminds me. Just because I don't think it was ever explicitly said, there are sprayers. And if you get those for things like Burning Hand, I know we said that, but for Burning Hand specifically, we've been rolling for like what direction does it fire off in when it breaks? You get to avoid that problem if you're using a sprayer.
Well, also Burning Hands had to be, well, usually when we roll about whether where it fires off when it breaks, it's because the vial broke on his person.
No, we've also done it when you launched it at something that was holding another character.
Okay.
Or if people are in melee with the other character. It's always a problem.
So it can be used grenade-wise. Or...
You have done so before.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
To mixed effect?
I believe Jesse was being held by a giant plant.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the incidents that led to Jesse specifically yelling at Vons, "Don't throw things at me in combat."
Wait, what? Cure critical wounds. Reversed, cause critical wound.
Yep.
Does that mean that I would have to design the potion in one direction or the other ahead of time? Okay. Hmm. But in causing critical wounds.
Hmm.
Okay.
You do 5d8 hit points of damage.
Yeah, 5d8 is not bad. It's no 6d10.
Yeah, and keep in mind too that Flame Strike is 10 feet around and 40 feet high.
No, wait, no, it's not 6d10. It's 10d6.
Yeah, even better.
Yeah, great big thing. But cause critical wounds would be more of consumed or injected. Oh, or consume or touch.
It's consume or touch for cause critical wounds.
Yeah.
Because as a general rule, we don't let you cure people by breaking it over their head. But for cause critical wounds, I feel like that makes sense. And or it would be borderline useless otherwise. You guys don't do a lot of we've socially conned our way into doing this and now we're going to poison this person kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, that said, that was Jesse's thing that was Aracene's thing and she's dead now.
Mm-hmm. So you mostly poison people. Aracene mostly poisoned people via knife though.
No, actually her first assassinations.
On camera. I guess.
Well,
I should
yes, fair enough. The on camera assassinations were all via knife. The more successful assassinations, those were via other things. I think it's very funny that she was a much more successful assassin before canon.
You guys didn't end up wanting to straight up assassinate a lot of people.
Yeah, and the one person she did try to straight up assassinate turned out to be her mother, so...
Good times.
Still can't believe that I predicted who Sane was, like, literally 5 minutes before it became relevant.
Yeah, we're taking Ethereal Jaunt. It just feels like the Vonziest spell.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially because you can, like, have a couple on your person.
Uh-huh.
Like, it has really high utility.
I mean, it's not cheap, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ray's Dead sounds like, creepy. Although we can bring, we can.
What's succinctly put, Adam?
Yeah, it's creepy.
Huh. I think technically after level 10, you guys start gaining flat amounts of HP.
Yes,
but also that's boring.
I mean, it sounds a lot more fun than crit failing on a HP.
Yes, it might give you all the option. You can choose the reliable thing, or you can push your luck and see what happens.
In my shorthand here, I wrote Tongues works on intelligent animals.
Oh no.
Okay. I'm listening.
Oh boy.
I'm trying to figure out if Fonz would perform oral or not. I feel like Vons might be one of those people that, like, does not really pay attention to their partner that much. But I don't know that for sure.
I think he... I don't know. I feel like he'd, like, be... I feel like he'd just, like, be open to it. Like,
yeah, I think he just gets distracted.
If his head gets pushed down, he's gonna go for it. It's not gonna... He'll be like, well, okay, I guess I'm doing this now.
Might make him use some mouthwash first. I feel like Vons is a... unique microbiome.
Horrifying.
It's only micro from the outside, trust me. There's probably enough living on in his fur to have created small civilizations by now.
It rustles around sometimes.
Oh, I think my connection is breaking up.
I'm going through a tunnel.
Nope, dropping. Sorry. See y'all.
So you still haven't learned Wizard's Milk.
Nope.
Makes transcribing spells cost half as much.
It's really good.
Well, yeah, it's one of those, like, it's not exactly like doubling your XP or anything like that. Or
no, it's like having the cost of
extremely expensive things.
Extremely expensive things.
Yeah, reduced by half. Well, mm-hmm. At least one particular really expensive thing.
That all your comrades are about to do.
Like, literally everybody else except Jesse is about to do.
That said, finding someone who would let you copy that is probably fairly easy.
Uh-huh.
So I imagine a lot of university students have figured that one out.
Yeah. That's why you go to university, and ergo why university costs so much.
Makes it cheaper. Tuition's probably also not too harsh on the arcs. Because
they'd like for people to know magic.
Yeah.
You figure they canceled student debt over there?
I just don't think there is student debt over there.
Yeah, as long as you've got the capacity.
Well, part of the citizenship interest? Probably has something to do with
the
capability.
Yeah, damn it. Whatever. As long as never mind. Obviously, I don't know what I can't get it out.
Let's see.
Now it's going to drive me crazy. In 3 hours from now, I'm just going to yell it out in the middle of.
Be sure to record it. I'll just edit it.
Send us a voice memo.
What? Got it. It's right there on the tip of my tongue.
Like, as long as you test in.
Yeah, not capacity, but something like capacity. There's a word, like, and I can't think of it.
Aptitude?
There you go! God damn it! Thank you! Aptitude.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, Kelly, if I had tried to find that word out of nowhere, I would have had trouble too. So
I knew there was a word I needed.
That does strike me as one of those words where if you miss it at the start, it's real hard to get back to it.
Yeah, you start fumbling for phrases like predisposition. Well, I guess that's not really
capacity. Funny. Yeah, if you got the aptitude, then they're gonna say, yeah, like, why don't you come in? Which is why Wealthy actually became a wizard.
I thought I was to get out of her parents' house.
Well, that was part of it, but
I mean, there's.
I was
a lot
joking,
but I was going to end up in the city anyway.
A little girl moving away to the big city.
Yeah.
Something none of us here did at all.
I mean, Adam lives where he grew up for the most part.
Yeah.
I was more thinking moving to a city instead of a place similar to where we grew up in terms of on the urban to rural spectrum.
El Paso's complicated, but mostly urban, like as urban as
I was trying to not feel alone in my I moved to a big city instead of living in a town like Davis, which is also a city but is
has not a
weird,
big city
weird small town vibe. Yeah, not even weird, but like, yeah,
how
it's a
big
small
is town. Davis
60 to 70,000 people. I'm not sure if that counts the college students or not. It probably does. So yeah, it's a city, but it especially because all the college students leave in the summer, like, feels uh-huh. like there's like a smaller core.
Yeah, totally.
And they also very consciously built it as a standalone thing. It very much could have just been like a sleeper community suburb of Sacramento, but it isn't.
See, I grew up in true rural area. There were like 5,000 people total.
Yeah. Yeah, Davis is not rural, despite being literally surrounded by farmland. But if the university wasn't there, there would probably be far fewer people there for semi-self-explanatory reasons.
Well, I went 15 schools in 12 years, so I finished my high school career senior year in Atlanta, and then I spent my seventh grade year in
the backwoods of Kentucky, Appalachia, deep Appalachia, Paintsville, outside of Paintsville, Kentucky, which is where Loretta Lynn was born. I didn't live in Paintsville. I lived in Ivyton, which was, you had to drive like three postal codes away from Paintsville before you could get to Ivyton, which was just a postal code. That's all it was. It was insane.
El Paso's 700,000 people itself, Juarez, Mexico, which is indistinguishable from it, except for the river running through, is 2.5 million people. So I was looking at about 3.2 million people in my, where I grew up. So
you've just been a city kid all your life somehow, despite every story.
Despite also living literally two blocks from the desert.
Yeah.
From infinite desert.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's complicated.
Living outside of Paintsville reminds me of a friend who described where he grew up, who described where they grew up as a place that went to Bakersfield for culture.
Oh, God, I lived in the San Joaquin Valley, and I know what you mean. Yes.
Like, I don't know.
Yes, I know exactly what they mean.
Yeah, it wasn't actually Diablo, but some, you know, in that, like, there's technically some buildings here, probably.
Oh, God. Oh, poor soul. Bakersfield is bad.
The town I'm from had actually like a very nice little culture scene, because it's one of those small towns where like everything is just fucking picturesque as fuck.
Mm.
And included like a small movie theater that like also did like the very, very rare like traveling like touring show of like off Broadway kind of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Yeah, I've been told that when Starbucks came to Bakersfield, they were like, Bakersfield is getting culture finally. So different vibe.
I don't know if there's a Starbucks in my hometown now. It blew up because of fracking, so there's like a lot of very, very different culture now.
The population and size blew up because of fracking. The town itself did not blow up because of fracking.
Sorry.
Another important phrasing.
I was just thinking to myself that Bakersfield will probably eventually blow up when one of the meth labs goes, but this is all secondhand. Apparently Bakersfield is gas stations and meth labs. And
fracking's that fun shit where your water catches fire, right?
For which one?
Sorry, what?
Yeah. Yes.
Fracking is, yeah.
Yes.
Flammable water, so yeah.
Or just generally like causes every pipe to corrode.
Well, but hey, we've got jobs.
Yeah, yay. I mean, there were already a bunch of jobs.
Apparently, I mean, it's very important.
I grew up in a town with three plants, like chemical plants also. Like,
well, that's fun.
Like plants that actually like did science. So huge swaths of my classmates were like upper middle class compared to lower middle class, because their parents had all had advanced degrees and worked at the plants as scientists.
Yeah, there's like Dow Chemical or something down there.
That was not one of them, but close.
Yeah.
I'd rather not say.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah, they. I imagine groups like that are, yeah, all lawyered up.
Well, no, it's not even. That's that. I just don't want to like dox where I grew up. Dox your
peeps. Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't want to say because it's very easy if I say the three.
But the idea being, it's that kind of plant.
Yeah, it's that kind of plant. Yeah. And if I say that, and also I say, you know, the thing about fracking, it'll be very, very easy to tell where I grew up.
Well, all right. Does anyone
do we have anything else we have to
answer? I was about to ask. Does anyone else have anything for leveling up that they have questions about or want to decide?
I mean, I really should. Let's have another look. What does specking Green Day Vons into Rogue make?
You start over. Basically, you keep your level 6 for Slacker, and then you start at level 1 for Rogue. Because you're leveling up twice, you'd be level 2. I need to live with my terrible mistakes about trying to make this system flexible in a way it wasn't designed to, and figure out exactly what things like base to hit look like, but none of that will go down for sure. It's just a question of if I let you make it additive or, but yeah, so your rogue abilities will lag several levels behind, but you get all of them. And rogues, you won't get sneak attack, but as far as like picking locks and dealing with traps and stuff, you'll be all set from day one, because those are all base abilities for that class.
I see. Maybe send me a thing.
Oh, yeah. I need to update the class I wrote for you, and then I'll send it over.
Sure. Yeah. He's so glad he has his multi-tool now. Sure.
It's going to suck when he breaks part of it.
The corkscrew just busts off.
Loses the toothpick. Or the tweezers. Those are both things that you can never manage to keep them with your Swiss Army knife for too long.
I don't know what you're talking about. My dad carried a Swiss Army knife for like literally my entire childhood. Always had the toothpick and the tweezers.
Maybe it was just my parents who always lost them.
Yeah.
I think they maybe wore it down. Like wore down the nub it used to grip it.
Did they have the one of the off-brand ones?
No, I think they were the real deal.
Okay.
I was cautioned not to take it out and put it back in all the time because that would loosen it and it would fall out.
I think they used the tweezers especially frequently enough that was the problem.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I never had like the name brand kind, and all of the other kinds I've ever had would like hinges would loosen up after not very long to the point where like if you were to like twirl it in the air, shit would just fly open on it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Very safe. It's an improvised weapon. It does 1d4 plus 1 damage. But if you fumble, it hurts you.
Yeah, because the good ones have like proper springs.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. And you're right up. Oh, for Steamboat Willie.
Uh-huh, yeah. What's up?
Did you have a wish list for any particular type of vehicle, given that your class is technically a wheelman class, and I should probably find something to give you?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I didn't know how long we were going to be staying down on the surface, so I was thinking boats originally. Now I am, because Grix originally had that idea for gliders, and I think Steamboat Willie is there were the two Gnome Wright brothers who did their thing, and there's planes, so I think Griggs would even have more, or Steamboat Willie would have even more of that idea. So I'm thinking.
Oh yeah, because Steamboat Willie's bringing the idea over.
I think they're joint. You know, Griggs is like, hey, wouldn't gliders be cool? And Steamboat Willie is like, well, actually.
Yeah, I meant that Steamboat Willie has the background of knowledge to say, well, actually, exactly. Here's how planes work.
Yeah.
At least roughly.
I don't think I'm not gonna make a plane.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make a glider.
Get yourself some Icarus wings and a backpack.
No.
Hang glider?
Hang glider, bodysuit, you know, body sleeve.
Oh, I love the idea of having
squirrel suit.
Yeah. Squirrel suit.
Could be a squirrel suit. I'd do a squirrel suit.
That's gonna have some interesting implications if you use it in the caves. Cause like if you're in one of the bigger areas.
Oh, you wouldn't want to do that.
And are a good pilot, you could probably keep going down for a while.
Yeah.
I'm more thinking if you fell off of something and use it as your bailout.
Sure.
Like, because those things are hard to slow down. Like,
yeah. You wouldn't want to do that inside because splat.
Well, if you went along one of the rivers or something for a while. But yeah. I was just more thinking
challenging.
That.
Yeah.
I was thinking in very relatively specific circumstance, sure. Steamboat Willie could end up very far away from everyone else.
Yes, it's true.
On the plus side, you're one of the few people that's relatively immune to getting knocked off the arc.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming you always wear it.
It's the kind of, yeah, it's always on. It's just, I have to like, I've got the, like the bracelet, snaps.
Yeah. That thing where you can like press your arms and legs together in a certain way and it hooks on. Yeah.
Yeah. Click my heels and
All right, cool. I will do some pondering. All right, cool. Well, congratulations on the level. And next time we will pick up you guys arriving on the arcs.
Yay.
We're home.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com primaryattributepod. On Twitter, at primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
There's a cat in this room with me. I have to go let him out. Just sorry. I don't know how he managed to stay in here this long.